With KZU News, I'm Doug McKnight. The CEOs of four hospitals in Monterey County held a joint news conference Wednesday to announce a COVID-19 call to action. As the number of hospitalized patients increases locally, the hospitals have put aside competition to emphasize the need for public assistance to slow the spread of the coronavirus. KZU's Michelle Loxton reports.
26 empty chairs were placed in front of the Monterey County Health Department entrance to represent every resident who has died from COVID-19 as of Wednesday. A moment of silence was marked, and then the hospital CEOs individually announced why they had called this news conference.
We need your help.
We need your help.
We need your help.
The CEOs from Community Hospital of the Monterey Peninsula, Me Memorial Healthcare System, Natividad, and Salinas Valley Memorial Healthcare System took turns in sharing what the community can do to help. First up was Pete Delgado, the CEO of Salinas Valley Memorial Healthcare System.
We need the public's help to fight this nasty, sneaky virus. Without that kind of help, we'll see more hospitalizations unnecessarily and, unfortunately, more death.
Delgado said the hospitals had formed a strong partnership since the start of the pandemic, sharing personal protective equipment and supplies, agreeing on public messaging to avoid confusion, and working together to get drugs for treatment. But Delgado said the most powerful partnerships the hospitals can have right now is with the public.
Wear a mask. Keep your physical distance, even if you're outside. Wash your hands often. And please avoid large gatherings.
Up next was Gary Gray, CEO of Salinas Hospital Natividad, who shared the number of patients with COVID-19 his hospital is currently caring for.
This week, we've been running between 20 to 22 COVID patients in our hospital. If I were to take you back 8 weeks ago, that number was between 3 and 5.
Gray's message was about testing and how right now we need to test smart and not test everyone.
Really focusing on 5 key groups. People most likely to have the disease, people who are more likely to have a complicated course of the disease, people who can't safely socially distance, and people in confined living situations, and people who are hospitalized.
Gray says this is necessary to unclog the current backlog in testing, where some residents are waiting up to 7 days to receive their results. When it was Stephen Packer, the CEO of Community Hospital of the Monterey Peninsula's turn, he spoke about the current state of hospitalizations in the county. Of the close to 4,300 residents who have tested positive for the coronavirus, about 1 in 10 have required hospitalization.
And of those that have been hospitalized in Monterey County, approximately 5%, or 1 in 20, have died as a result of COVID-19.
Packer also talked about the state of supplies at local hospitals.
We have a dedicated workforce. We have facilities with capacity. We have ventilators. We have therapeutics. And we have PPE.
But added that resources are constrained and not limitless. For Rena Salamanca, CEO of Me Memorial Healthcare System in South County, it was about what's been learned about COVID-19.
We know that the deadly virus can be stopped in its tracks if we all follow certain precautions.
Salamanca says wearing a mask doesn't make you weak.
It doesn't mean you're a coward, and it certainly does not mean that you're afraid. It's a way to protect all of those that are vulnerable around you.
For all, it's about creating one united front against COVID-19. Natividad and Salinas Valley Memorial Healthcare System are one of KEZU's many business supporters. I'm Michelle Loxton. This is KEZU News.